As some of you might know, I'm a planner, or at least I used to be before having twin boys. But actually, I try to still be a planner. And after the Music in the Meeting House concert in May? Yes, in May, where our four section leaders, by the way, they're really talented. If you weren't at that concert, you missed a good one. So our four section leaders had a concert from Broadway to the Met. And in Fellowship Hall afterwards, I ran up to Chris and said, "You know that song, Hey Kid? Can you sing it when I preach?" And of course, he smiled and said, "Yes." So here we are, what was that, 6, 8 weeks ago? And I've been thinking about that song, Hey Kid, from the musical If Then. And I've been trying to build a sermon on those words, "We'll be okay." And then the last 10 days happened in the life of our country with the unspeakable tragedy in South Carolina and the lessons that we can learn from those amazing, faithful people. And then this week, our highest court doing right, opening arms to all people, sharing love. Some of the words that you will hear in the scripture passages can be applied to either of those situations. God's words to Moses and Joshua that you'll soon hear Kathy read, "I will be with you wherever you go," through the trials and through the successes, through the tears and through the joy. And then our words from perhaps the last time we will hear this passage for a while, our church theme for this year from Corinthians. Simple words reminding us to be faithful, to be courageous, to be strong, and to be loving. Life isn't always easy. It can be often filled with tragedy and challenges that come our way. But through it all, we are called to be those faithful people. Hear now these words of Scripture.
Hear now selected verses from the books of Exodus and Joshua. Moses was keeping the flock of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian. He led his flock beyond the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire out of a bush. He looked, and the bush was blazing, yet it was not consumed. Then Moses said, "I must turn aside and look at this great sight and see why the bush is not burned up." When the Lord saw that he had turned aside to see, God called to him out of the bush, "Moses, Moses," and he said, "Here I am." Then the Lord said, "I have observed the misery of my people who are in Egypt. I have heard their cry on account of their taskmasters. Indeed, I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them from the Egyptians and to bring them out of that land to a good and broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. The cry of the Israelites has now come to me. I have also seen how the Egyptians oppress them. So come, I will send you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt." But Moses said to God, "Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" He said, "I will be with you. No one shall be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you." And from 1 Corinthians chapter 16, "Keep alert, stand firm in your faith, be courageous, be strong, let all that you do be done in love." May God bless our understanding of this reading.
Sometimes life can be tough. can be isolating and lonely. And oftentimes, it's when there's change going on. Sometimes that change is because we choose it. Maybe we applied for a new job, we bought a new house, but other times that change isn't because we chose it. A loved one dies, you lose a job, something bad can happen. You know, we all kind of deal with change in different ways. Some of us embrace it and just are eager for it and are okay with it. Then others of us know it's very scary and anxiety producing. And then many of us are somewhere in between. You see, when I came to the meeting house on that Saturday evening and heard that concert by our section leaders, and heard so many of their songs were wonderful, but heard that one particular song, Hey Kid, after running up to Chris in Schultz Hall, I went home and Googled If Then the Musical. See, if you don't know this about me, I love musicals. But I had never heard of that one, so I Googled it. So here's a little of the storyline. Okay, a woman named Elizabeth moves to New York City. She's a city planner, and so she wants to start her life over again. Pretty significant change. And in Central Park, she meets two friends, Kate, who tells her to focus on her personal life and kind of get that in order. She was in her mid-30s and not married. And then another friend, Lucas, who said, no, focus on your career. And then what the play does is it splits off. And you see Liz and you see Beth and how her life unfolds in different ways. Liz, the one who's kind of focusing more on her social life and engagement with the world, meets Josh, falls in love, and gets pregnant. Josh is then singing this song, Hey Kid, to a baby that's about to be born. Hey Kid, with his hopes and his dreams. Now, yeah, this is a little close in my life. It was, you know, only 2.5 years ago that we were going through all these emotions. But listen carefully. There's something for all of us. Josh makes promises to his unborn child. So that's just like God making promises to us. I will be with you wherever you go. It's filled the Bible with that phrase. Or said in other ways, but the same idea. You can count on me, I'll be with you. And yeah, our situations aren't like Moses and Joshua, but I believe that God is saying those words to us. So sometimes when I'm struggling, I hear those words. I'm with you wherever you go. No, God, it's too hard. You can't be in this. No, I am with you wherever you go. No, I don't deserve it, God. I didn't make a good decision there. No, I am with you wherever you go. But God, I'm no Moses. I'm no Joshua. I'm no Jesus. I'm no Paul. No, I'm with you wherever you go. Josh's words to his unborn child, and whatever this world comes to, and whatever comes your way, I will watch you and protect you. I promise you, kid, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. We'll be okay. Different words, same promise. We'll be okay. I'll be with you wherever you go. Through the joy and through the deep sorrow, through the challenges and through the successes. Leslie was a woman who worked for the U.S. Navy, and her job sounds, in my humble opinion, awful. Her job was to go tell families when their loved one had passed away. In this story that I read, that Leslie wrote herself of her own story, she said what a privilege it was to have this job. And explains how she went and had to knock on the door of a single mom who lost her only child. When the door opened and the woman answered, she asked, "Are you the mother of this particular person, the woman said yes, and Leslie asked if she could come in. They sat down, and Leslie explained that her son had been killed. My son? Yes, your son. And tears started streaming down her face. Can I ask how? Leslie took a deep breath. He killed himself. Tears streaming on that mother's face. But then stories started coming out. And Leslie sat there and held her hand and comforted her. I promise you, I'll stay with you. And she stayed for hours, talking and listening. Leslie then explains how the funeral was like a week later, and she went, and the mother was there and came running across the church to embrace Leslie and give her a hug and say thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for holding my hand. Leslie says her job is not easy, and I don't imagine it is. But she also says that she sees God every day in her job, in the faces of the people she talks to. Friends, our journeys will not be easy. There'll be trials and tribulations, challenges that could overwhelm us. And yet those promises, I'll hold your hand, I'll be with you, we'll be okay. We'll be okay. We'll be okay. Hey Kid, of course, made me reflect upon what it was like to be pregnant and then have babies. Don't worry, I won't go into too many details, but it's hard work. Many of you know a little bit of our journey, both of giving birth and then having to stay in the hospital. You see, I was blessed because we had two of everybody in the hospital, because if you're having twins, everybody needs a team. And so Andrew had a team, and Lucas had a team, and I had a team, and so the operating room was very full of people, which is comforting, because they're all there to help you and your babies. You know the story that my babies had to stay for 2 weeks in the hospital, and what despair, and just how awful that was, not knowing if they would be okay. Hoping and praying that they would be okay. So then the day came, it's actually David's birthday, ironically, March 5th, when we were able to go home. I think it was 12 or 13 days after they were born, and my mom graciously offered and said, hey, why don't I sleep over tonight? You know, you got two babies, and it might be a little hard, and no, no, Mom, I got it. Thankfully, when we went home, my mother-in-law was there and had bought us groceries, and my mom was there and helped us unpack, and then at some point, I don't remember exactly when she left, but she left. And here we were, Rob and I, staring at these two things with two bassinets in our living room, because that's where we decided we would all sleep, on the couch, because that's where I'd been sleeping for the previous 3 months, so why the heck not? Just keep the journey going. And about 10 o'clock, I did not feel good. And friends, I'm not talking about just like a little headache. I did not feel good. I think it was about 10:45 in the bathroom, called my mom hysterically crying, saying, I can't do it. Mom, I'm so sick. The world was spinning. It was awful. The babies were crying. Rob was yelling for me to come help. I couldn't help. Mom, can you come help us? Sure, honey, I'll be right over. Click. She lives about 20 minutes away. I think she made it in about 15. I think it took me an hour or two to even be able to go to the couch, my place. I got there, and I still remember where my mom was sitting in a chair, and I was across from her on the couch, and there was a picture behind her, and it was spinning, and I couldn't get it to stop spinning because I was so dizzy. And I kept saying to Mom, am I going to die? Am I going to be okay? But like those panics, I'm going to be okay. Not just like, hey, am I going to be okay? No, Mom, I think I'm dying. No, honey, you're not dying. Am I going to be okay? Yes, honey, you're going to be okay. No, Mom, really, am I going to be okay? She stayed up all night with me. Am I going to be okay, Ma? Yeah, you're going to be okay. Over and over and over again. She never left. I don't think she ever fell asleep. Jess reminded me, you're going to be okay. I didn't feel okay. Supposedly bringing home babies is this joyful, amazing thing, but it didn't feel joyful and amazing. It felt exhausting and overwhelming, and it didn't feel like things were going to be okay. Friends, sometimes it takes the people in our lives, whether it's a stranger or a mother or someone else, to remind you that you're going to be okay. It's going to be hard. You may have a lot of sleepless nights. You may not feel very good, but you'll be okay. God's promise, I will be with you wherever you go, through it all. And then Josh's promises to his unborn child. And whatever this world comes to, and whatever comes our way, I will watch you and protect you. I promise you, kid, we'll be okay. That's my hope and prayer for all of us, that we can remember those words, that God is with us, and we see glimpses of God in the people in our lives. And in that darkest moment, that we remember, hey, kid, you're going to be okay.